baby, you and me, Jackson 5. Samir Mishra, are you on the line there?
Yeah.
Is that like the favorite song of Spelling Bee champions? No.
I don't know.
Yeah, no is certainly the answer. Samir Mishra was the winner of last year's Scripps Howard Spelling Bee. And we're talking to all of you on The Takeaway here to find out what word trips you up. Maybe you get the meaning of the word wrong. Maybe you get the spelling wrong. What are the words that really sort of trip you up in life? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org. What's the word that really messes you up, Samir?
Words that have silent letters or double letters. Because those are the ones that really get me. Because if you've never heard the word before, or if you've never seen it before, it's definitely really hard to guess a silent letter or guess like a word that has two letters, like a double letter, like an LL.
An LL, yeah, sure. I mean, of course that's hard. And then, of course, you're going to encounter those things all the time. Congratulations, by the way. You were the winner of last year's Scripps Howard Spelling Bee. Let's listen to the moment when the winner of this year's Spelling Bee actually secured her championship. Listen, Samir.
L-A-O-D-I-C-E-A-N, Laodicean.
We have a champion.
Was your heart in your throat listening to Kavya Shivashankar spelling the word Laodicean? Do you know what that means, by the way?
I'm not sure, but I know it comes from a name, like a Roman statesman, Laodices.
Nice.
So I know the origin.
Nice. It actually means indifference to politics or religion.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of interesting. So how's your year been of championship?
It's been really fun. We've done a lot of cool shows like this one, and it's been really fun.
And full ride to Harvard?
No, I did get a $30,000 cash prize.
That's
and a $5,000
nice.
Scholarship.
That's definitely nice. You know, you're of, I mean, I see by your name that you're of South Asian origin, right?
Yes.
And Kavya Shivashankar, I'm presuming, also has some of the same sort of origins. I'm supposing now, being a very white American here, that South Asians have something of an advantage in that there are some spelling challenges for dealing with the transliterated words from Hindi and all of the languages in South Asia that give you something of an advantage in a spelling bee. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't know how much of an advantage it is, but like if you study like different languages, you like understand more language patterns like from that word, like you understand how different sounds are spelled, and so I guess that can really help somebody in the spelling bee.
Well, they say, you know, Latin helps you with spelling and all kinds of grammatical usage. How many languages are spoken in your house, Samir?
I speak Hindi and English, and I'm learning Spanish at school.
Nice. So what are your aspirations? You're a senior this year, right?
Actually, I'm only a sophomore.
You're a sophomore.
Well, I'm going to become a sophomore in August.
That's just terrifying. That's just terrifying. Anyway, do you have aspirations to go to college? You're in West Lafayette, so I guess Purdue is nearby, right?
Yeah, Purdue's nearby. I'm not sure if I want to go to Purdue, but I know I want to become a neurosurgeon, so I probably want to major in biology or in neuroscience.
I see. And does spelling help you with neuroscience?
Well, there's a lot of like active memorization, like in the spelling bee, and there is in biology as well, because you need to know all the systematics like that go along with it and how everything works, and that's a major key to biology, and that requires a lot of memorization as well as does the spelling bee. So maybe it's just like honing my mind. The spelling bee is right now for like the work I have to do later on.
Right, and I guess the moment you won, what is the cliche? Are you going to go to Disneyland? I mean, that's not what you do. But what did you do? What was the sense of relief right after you won, Samir?
It just felt like this gigantic, not burden, but like gigantic weight lifted off of me, because this is what I had been like wanting to do for like the past 4 years.
Wow.
And so I'd been like, you know, I've been working up for this moment, you know, for 4 to 5 years, and like it just happened, and it just felt so good, you know, to finally say that I won the National Spelling Bee.
Yeah, it still feels good. And have you even picked up a dictionary in the last year?
I don't think so, except for a Spanish dictionary. I don't think so.
All right. So any advice for Kavya Shiva Shankar, who won last night?
Yeah, well, she's going to be on a lot of interviews. So what I would say to her is, be sensible. Like, use your head and think about what you're going to say before you say it. And you want to be modest, but you don't want to overdo it, because showing hubris is, not a positive thing, because people will think you're like snobby and arrogant. And I mean, I'm sure she isn't, and that's just, it's not a nice, it's not a nice way to express yourself. And then I also wanted to say, don't be shy, don't mumble into the camera, because an annoying pet peeve of mine is how people often stereotype spelling bee champions to be extremely antisocial. And so, don't be shy to talk about how you got to the spelling bee and how your preparation was to get to the final round, because that's the most unique thing about you.
Very good advice for a spelling bee champion on his way to being a neuroscientist, possibly a doctor, a surgeon.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Sameer Mishra, winner of last year's Scripps Howard Spelling Bee, thanks so much for joining us from West Lafayette, Indiana.
You're welcome.
Good luck, Sameer.